Hey, it's Melanie Torres from 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
I'm glad you made it here today, because I understand that you almost didn't, because the paparazzi has been just hounding you all day.
Oh, it's fine. I don't know how to answer that. That's weird. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad I made it too, because so we come on, like, we get here pretty early. I want to say, like, I don't know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, but we get up at like 3:30 to prep for the show, and then like Selena's coming. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to go home, do some stuff, and I did one of those. I was talking to somebody about an event coming up, and I lean like this, and I passed out on my cell phone charger. I don't know if you can still see the indent in my face. And I woke up, I was like, oh, we're talking to Selena. I got this line in my face. And then I'm on the subway here, and I'm thinking, do you ever have times like that in the, I don't know how you your transportation, but do you ever just take a quick power nap before a show or something?
I literally was laying on a sequin pillow that you guys just have right now.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised I don't have the sequin marks. Yes, of course, every chance I get.
But that's awesome.
But then you wake up in a fog, though. I said to Jade, I was like, oh, man, now I'm in one of those, like, cloudy spaces. And then, so do you drink coffee, Red Bull? Do you eat gummy bears?
No, I think my adrenaline kicks in. And I mean, I feel like then you just got to do what you got to do, you know?
Do you feel like you can fall asleep for 5 minutes anywhere, like Annie said, even laying on a charger or a sequin pillow or something, and then just be refreshed and keep it going?
Kind of. It depends. But then if I nap too long, I'm one of those people where I'm like, I'm out. I don't want anyone to talk to me.
Right. That was kind of like when I left today. I said, I can't go home and lay down, because if I do, I'll be just out for days.
Exactly.
Because when you have no sleep for so long, when you've been really working hard to promote Bad Liar, which we love.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely want to talk about that. And Julia Michaels, I love, just saw her perform at the Billboard Music Awards, obviously wrote Bad Liar with you. And when she performed, I was in the audience there. And when she was done, it looked like she just broke down and cried, because she's a writer. So for her to be up there and performing, that was a really big moment.
Yeah, I've known Julia for 4 years, and she's just become, to me, she's the person that I call when I have anything that I need to get out emotionally. If I'm frustrated, she's just, you know, the reason why she is who she is because she wears her emotion right here on her sleeve. And I think that's beautiful. I think the world needs more of that. I think vulnerability is strength, and I think it's gorgeous. You know, I think she's amazing, and she's brought out the best in me. She's changed my life, so I'm so proud of her.
That's what I like about Bad Liar, is it's the, I don't know the correct terms for it, like would it be tempo or something, but
it's
the
like
way
hypnotic,
you're singing,
the beat, right?
Yeah, the way you're singing so low make me almost lean into my laptop, as though I don't know if that's really going to help. I'm like, because it makes you really... Here's a perfect example. So my mom, I always used to say, man, how did you get us to always listen to you? And you know those kids that like beg in the grocery store for things? She goes, because I would talk to you kids like this and would force you to listen. And then I'm listening to Bad Liar. The first time I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, it's that whole, you're forcing us to be pulled into the song. And I like that, because a lot of your other songs are kind of more... sing along, yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
kind of.
I love the lingo. You got it down. All down. You know? I like it. No, I mean, I think that's the idea. What I wanted to do with it is, it's actually, when you break it down, it is a very simple song. It's telling a story, and it's got a lot of character to it, and it's that addictive feeling. You know, I think I wanted it to be kitschy and fun, and I wanted it to sound refreshing from everything else on the radio, and even just from the song I did with Kygo, so...
When you say in the song, when I see you in the crowd, I think it's you, or on the street or something, I feel like that could pertain to somebody in a new relationship and somebody from your past. Because there's so many times walk around New York City where I think I see like an ex or something.
Oh, yeah, I've been there with her.
Faster.
And we're in the bar, and she's
totally.
Oh my God, hide me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is we did this song over a year ago, and I was very much single in that time. And I think it was just more missing that feeling. I think I love that feeling a lot, where you're in that initial beginning stages, and that's all you kind of think about, and that's all that you can't help but wonder what they're doing or what they're thinking about. And that was what I was craving, to be honest. So it's interesting how timing works.
And I love that you chose to kind of sample Talking Heads with it.
Yeah.
You know, the bass
line. That's a very intimidating thing to do.
Yeah.
I was very nervous to do that. You're sampling one of the greatest bands of all time. And we got their approval. So we sent it to David Byrne. He approved it. Without his blessing, this song wouldn't exist. So
That's awesome. So really quick, I want to talk about, we just had, obviously, this weekend with the Manchester benefit. I'm sure you've been getting a lot of questions about it today, you know, doing the press tour and everything, but it's got to be really cool for you. You talk about authenticity and, you know, Julia, which is one of the reasons that you love and appreciate her as well, is that she just is authentic to who she is. So when you see all these artists that go there and take time and they put that show together so quickly and raised all that money for the families, that has to be really cool for you as an artist, right?
100%. I think it's so beautiful because it's showing people that we're not ever going to allow fear to rule us, and to see people come together when, to be honest, in our culture today, it's so competitive and it can be really nasty, and I just don't think it's fair. And to see people come together from all over the world, it's beautiful. And I think that allows people to see that nothing's going to bring us down. No matter what comes our way, we're going to come back at it with love. And I thought everybody did a beautiful job. I was a mess watching and I thought it was gorgeous, and it was a very special moment. Yeah.
Well, you do that for your fans a lot with, I mean, there's so much you've done, but executive producing for, you know, shows and singing and acting and things like that. And it's got to feel good to be able to help young people today, because being older, I might not necessarily understand the things they're going through in their early 20s because I'm in my 30s. But I'm finally at a point in my life where I just had dinner with a friend who said, oh, I'm going to see my therapist tomorrow. So is my boyfriend. And I'm like, wow, do you ever think that we'd ever talk about that? When we were in high school, we never talked about it. And then when I watched 13 Reasons and you touched on all those life things, it makes kids see that it's okay to talk to somebody or to go to somebody for help. And I think that's such a positive message, because everybody's so concerned about their image, especially with social media and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, it's safe to say people have seen my ups and they've seen my downs, whether I liked it or not. So I've been very honest about it. I'm a big advocate for talking about what you're going through. I took 90 days off. I went away. I cleared everything that I needed to do, and I wanted to take care of myself. And I think it translates. When you actually put yourself first and you take care of it, everything else around you will flourish. And I think that's important. And so I still do that. I still go to therapy. I go to church. I have things that work for me. I have my friends. That's important to me.
I love that. It's like about taking responsibility for your own mental health and your own happiness. And when you did that 90 days and you came out of it, what are some of the things that you still kind of do today?
I think it's about the inner dialogue with yourself. I think it's so important, because just even when I apply it to my music, I'm not trying to be all over the place. I'm not trying to put myself in situations that maybe I would just feel pressured to do before. Mm-hmm. And I think that can happen in any field, whether it's school or work or just social media, like you're saying, there's so much pressure. And I think what I do is I always have to remind myself, does this make me proud? Like, do I actually enjoy sitting in this seat talking to you guys about this, about my music, about what I'm talking about? And the truth is that I do. Because if I don't, then I wouldn't be here right now.
You know, the thing is so fascinating too, is that, are you still the most liked person on Instagram? I know that you were for a very long time, right?
I don't know what that means. Right. I don't know. Is it?
I want to say we were looking at it before and you were, but I think that's so fascinating considering that you don't, not that, I know that you love your fans and you care about your fans and you want that connection, but as far as being present on social media all the time and giving of yourself in that way, it doesn't seem like that's really you.
Yeah, but I think it's because I do believe that it's a powerful tool to be connected to the world, but I think you should also be aware of your surroundings. I just think it's important to put it down every now and then and be aware of what's happening. I love Kevin. I love Instagram. I love social media.
Wait,
love it.
What was the one, Scram?
I'm sorry.
What was Instagram?
Instagram.
Oh, did you talk to the gram? You said the gram. I was like, is that the term?
It is. It's Insta or the gram. It could be any of those following terms. I know the lingo.
Wait, you scared me for a second because we're on every possible platform. I was like, oh man, Jay, this is another.
I gotta get on the scram.
I gotta get on something else.
Another scram.
Here we go.
No. I'm just saying it's good to take those moments. You know what I mean? It is.
Is there anything? All right. So we mentioned all the things that you've done. You're 24, right? Is there anything random you'd like to do, like become a yoga instructor or be a florist or any random thing
be
that
a
you...
florist.
No, I took a flower making class and my mom forced me into it and it turned out to be one of the most therapeutic, cool things I ever did. Is there anything random that you just don't have time to do that you'd like to?
I think right now I make time for the things I want to do. Okay. So it's all about balancing. I think wherever I go, I try to figure out what I love, what I'm passionate about. And that's always something from acting to art to music to photography. I think there's just stuff that I kind of follow. I go with the flow and see where I want to be.
So this is going to sound corny, but knowing sort of just having a little bit of an idea about what your schedule might be like, and you're being pulled from one place to another, and you're racing from one interview to us to another one after that, and there's paparazzi falling over themselves as you're trying to get into our building. How do you, as an individual, stay grounded in sort of this, like, as an eye in this, you know what I mean, in the center of the storm, constantly people trying to get personal information of you? You're doing all these interviews where people are trying to get you. Probably you'd imagine that you're on guard a little bit because they want to talk about your personal life. Mm-hmm. So how do you manage all of that on a daily basis?
I just don't think any of it is real. I just don't think that what I experience on a daily life is tangible, is real. I don't really respect it. And I think that there is a lot of what I do because I love music. I love people. I love connecting with my fans. This is all I've known my whole life. And I think that's what I focus on. But that's not real. The moment I give in to all of that chaos, the moment I allow that in my soul and my mind, it would destroy me. And I just don't feel like it matters. I think eventually I'll be in my own, you know, bubble, and I'll do my thing. And I just have to surround myself with good people. I don't think it's real.
Because otherwise you get swept away. You know, and I love that you said that too. And it seems like you probably have a really great network of people and just like a supportive group of people around you that probably keep you grounded and keep you in your own reality.
Oh yeah. They keep me in check for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
All right. So back to Bad Liar, just came out obviously this last month. We all love it. Like Annie was saying, the beat is so incredible. Is there another single that could be maybe looming?
Yeah, I think for me, I spent a lot of time in the studio hovering away on what I wanted to do and what I wanted it to sound like. And, you know, from the Kygo song to Bad Liar, the next stuff that's coming is completely different from Bad Liar. And then after that is completely separate and different. So it's going to be fun because I don't have a unique sound. I think for me, it's especially with how music is changing today, I want things to be on the radio that sound fresh, that sound different, that are separate. So I'm excited. I think people are going to be a little surprised.
Do we have a name for the album yet? Have you talked about it?
Nope, I have no name. And I'm not just saying
Oh, really?
That to try to be mysterious. I have nothing. Like, I'm figuring out where it's going to go, but I have a whole album. I really do. And then I also could continue to work on it. I'm just figuring it out.
That process of, it always amazes me that you can release the single and you still are working, and it's still a work in progress till before the album comes out.
Yeah, that's where I am in my life. I think there's been points in my life where I've been a little bit pressured to have things come out at a very specific timeline, but I'm not in that position. I don't feel like I want to ever be in that position anymore.
Out of all the songs, why Bad Liar first?
I think that it is fresh. It's different than anything that's on the radio right now. And it was one of the favorite moments in the studio that I'd ever had, because It was that moment where we knew we had a special song. And it is it's a tastemaker kind of song. So some people don't understand it, and the other people really like it.
It is really fun though. My 4-year-old is like, I'm trying.
I love that. That makes me so happy.
Well, it's because it's catchy. It's easy to pick up, you know, the beat and everything too. So my daughter Stella is like, I'm trying.
Aww, that's sweet. I was noticing too, I get like wrapped up in those stupid comments on like YouTube and stuff. And I was reading them. A lot of people are like, it's one of those songs, the first time you're like, and then the second time it like smacks you in the face and you love it. I noticed that was like the trend of what everybody was saying. But
yeah, I think that's the idea. I love being able to make people feel something.
I got to mess with you for a second too. Well, actually not with you, with my intern who's going to literally kill me when I point her out. Her name is Danielle. And do you want to come up for a second? She is like, she's your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to tell you, she wants to ask you the real, like, the very personal questions, such as, tell me about Wizards of Waverly Place. And are you still friends with everybody
you're
from Wizards
so
of Waverly
sweet.
Place?
Well, here, this is awkward. I'll give you a hug. How are you? Yes, I do. Actually, David just got married. My older brother. Yeah, my older brother on the show just got married, which was so weird. We were all together and we were in a church and it was happening. And I was like, when did this happen? It was 10 years. And I'm in that stage of my life where my friends are getting married.
Right.
So,
and then the babies are next. So just get ready.
Oh, gosh. It's just, you know, for me, it's crazy. So, yes, I love them. I speak to them. We're on a group message. Like, they're like my family. So
that's awesome. And then one of our other guys, actually, he's not allowed within 1,000 feet of any school. So it's amazing. Gosh. He wasn't almost allowed in the building while you were here.
Oh, my
but his
gosh.
Name is Johnny.
So
hello.
He claims that you might actually recognize him, although I'd love it if you just don't.
Okay, I don't. I'm sorry.
He did a video with you where your head blew up or something.
Exploded me with your eyes. We did
at
the Barclays Center before
your show. My Lanta,
yes, sure. They're like, not come to the interview, so I spoke.
No, good to see you.
That security is going to tackle him off of the stage.
Oh, no.
No, but we appreciate you swinging by and making time.
Of course, my pleasure.
It's good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love and success to you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoy the show. Now head on over to Stage17NYC.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.